we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Veg Embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernán Darías, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernán Darías. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Irdenet City, Channel Z26 on Alka Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Alka, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Rican Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiao La Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. in Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV, in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guasheng Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Bank approved $65 million in financing for Yemen. In Veg News, a leading American business journal presents an article recommending the plant-based diet. In Animal News, a dog's day out in Ireland is a fun gathering for canines and their human families. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 4th, is the National Day of Sri Lanka, commemorating its independence achieved in 1948. Situated in southern Asia, this Indian Ocean nation was introduced to Buddhism in the 3rd century BCE. Among its 7 United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO World Heritage Sites, are the amazing ancient cities of Sigiriya and Polanaruwa. Sri Lanka's wondrous biodiversity can be seen at the Singhara Forest Reserve, also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Over 60% of the trees are endemic to the country, and many are recognized as rare in this primary tropical rainforest. May the gentle Sri Lankan people enjoy a memorable National Day.
Hawaii News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update for Myanmar, also known as Burma. When heavy rains triggered landslides in the southernmost Burmese town of Kothong, a monastery and several homes were damaged, causing 3 Buddhist monks to lose their lives, while another 2 suffered injuries and others in the area were affected.
Conveying her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $3,000 for repairing the monastery, along with an additional $2,000 for other urgently needed supplies, as she conveyed her shared sorrow and prayers.
The combined $5,000 could purchase $195,000 in materials if acquired in the United States based on Myanmar's cost of living.
Regarding the personal tolls of the event, Supreme Master Qinghai also added, "Though the numbers of afflicted are small, each victim still feels the trauma and pain individually, just the same as elsewhere." Covering their own travel expenses, our association's relief team from Thailand traveled by boat to Pathang Province. When they arrived at the afflicted Chuparami Temple, the abbot informed them that 3 buildings had been damaged, leaving some monks with no place to live.
Locals were thus offering their homes as temporary shelter. The relief team gave the abbot master's donation to fund the reconstruction of the small temple. They also delivered financial aid to an affected nun, as well as to a local resident whose home had been damaged. The relief recipients expressed their gratefulness, thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her love and kindness.
We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance, as well as our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Wishing the Burmese monks and local neighbors a soon resuming of their meaningful day-to-day lives as we strive for gentler eco-stewardship to minimize tragedies as these.
Storm sweeps the Canary Islands. On Tuesday, February the 2nd, heavy rains and thunderstorms on the Spanish islands caused one fatality when a worker's scaffolding collapsed, along with widespread damage and disruption as roads became impassable due to flooding, mud and debris. On Tenerife, the most populated island, electricity outages affected some 30,000 people, while on the island of La Palma, cars were carried into the ocean and 30 people were evacuated to safety. The government issued emergency warnings and closed schools, with officials saying that all efforts were being made to restore normal conditions as quickly as possible.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please go help if possible any neglected persons or those especially in need of assistance, as she expressed her love and prayers, saying that funds are available if necessary.
We thank the Canary Islands government and personnel for your quick assistance, as we send our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her care extended to the most vulnerable. Our sympathies for the life lost, as we pray for the protection of residents and visitors alike, and that our increased benevolence toward all beings helps ensure the more harmonious balance of our planetary home.
We need more people down here! We need more people down here!
International aid efforts continue in Haiti. Weeks after the crumbling 7.0 magnitude quake destroyed much of Port-au-Prince, taking some 200,000 lives and affecting over a million people, many survivors are still homeless and struggling with hunger and dehydration.
The United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, has responded with the launch of 16 food distribution points in the Haitian capital, hoping to supply up to 2 million people with sustenance such as rice staples.
This is one of the biggest scale-ups ever, and people should remember that, but the magnitude of the need is so huge that we just have to figure out even how to scale up more.
Meanwhile, Paul Munson of Elbum's Sun Ovens International has deployed 270,000 meals as well as 121 solar-powered ovens.
In addition, the United States military is resuming airlifts of victims with critical injuries to U.S. hospitals for treatment.
The commitment down here is open-ended. My understanding is we're going to be here as long as it takes to provide assistance to the Haitian people. I'm down here for the long haul. No one's told me when I'm leaving. I have no plans to leave. We'll do whatever it takes.
Also helping with air travel is Nordic airline Finnair, which has offered to carry aid as well as transport equipment and personnel to Port-au-Prince free of charge.
With the hurricane season looming ahead, the African Union is considering resettlement of homeless Haitians by establishing a state for them in Africa, an idea first proposed by Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade. A plane load of tents has also been sent by Kuwait's Red Crescent Society.
What is in abundance here is hope and courage. And this is what has struck me, is the people of Haiti really determined to build back their nation, coming together in a way people said they have never seen before.
Our gratefulness, all caring governments, organizations, and individuals helping in this time of need. We pray for the smooth recuperation of the nation and her beautiful people, as such devastations are lessened through humanity's more conscientious, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World leaders meet to further the goal of zero nuclear weapons. On Tuesday, February the 2nd, some 200 international heads of state and other dignitaries met in Paris, France, for a conference organized by Global Zero, an anti-nuclear weapon campaign launched in December 2008. Participants at Tuesday's meeting included former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, as well as Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan, who has played a leading role in the movement. The Queen explained, "Our initiative is global in its objective. All nations, all nuclear states must come to an agreement that will achieve the elimination of all nuclear weapons and the safeguarding of all nuclear materials. We thank Your Majesty and all leaders working to realize the noble Global Zero goal. Blessed be such peaceful endeavors in bringing a world of harmony for all."
Factory farms wreak social and economic havoc, increasingly as awareness grows about the health and environmental detriments of intensive animal farming. Communities around the globe have organized in efforts to prevent new ones from being built.
Health hazards include links between industrialized pork production and increased rates of respiratory illness, as well as potentially lethal antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections. In addition, runoff from livestock's unregulated toxic waste is contaminating rivers, water supplies, and entire ecosystems. Mr. Glenn Corlook of the advocacy organization Beyond Factory Farming has joined citizens in the province of Manitoba, Canada, in support of their concerned endeavors. With a factory farm operation containing some 12,000 to 24,000 pigs at any one time, communities find themselves divided between those fearing for their health and those invested in the profits. However, while the human toll mounts, the expected economic gains often go unrealized, as Mr. Corlook explained.
There were big promises made that, you know, these barns would just revitalize a region and a community and bring in all these jobs and it'd save your school, etc. That hasn't happened. What we've seen here in Manitoba, for instance, is, you know, a lot of the feed grain was imported, a lot of the cheap corn coming from the U.S., so there wasn't that big benefit to local farmers growing feed. And the job predictions, you don't need a lot of people to take care of a few barns. It's all automated. It's all mechanized. Person mostly does is goes inside and grabs all the dead pigs and throws them in the bin.
The dead pigs?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a 10 to 15% mortality rate in these hog barns because of the confined way they live. So the jobs didn't materialize and communities didn't grow or prosper. And in fact, it was an extraction of resources from communities. So instead of providing benefits to the community, they extracted wealth from communities, and so that's the model that stuck.
The H1N1 swine flu virus is yet another byproduct of the crowding and filth associated with confined animal slaughter operations. The long-drawn spread of this illness worldwide is still not over, as infections and fatalities continue to rise, despite the majority of cases going unreported.
Egypt and India are among the few countries still announcing new deaths daily, with updated fatalities of 260 in Egypt and 1,238 in India. Health officials, meanwhile, are recommending vaccination to defend from an anticipated wave in the coming weeks. However, recent and alarming cases of side effects include 17 Canadians who were sickened by the vaccine, with 4 who were diagnosed with a paralyzing Guillain-Barré syndrome, while the remaining 13 were afflicted by a severe allergic reaction known as anaphylaxis.
Recently also, a British woman was diagnosed with a condition induced by the vaccine known as myasthenia gravis, which triggers paralysis and extreme pain in the face and legs.
It saddens us to know of the complications and tragedies that such animal-borne pandemics as the swine flu inflict in people's lives. We thank Mr. Corlock, Beyond Factory Farming, and all individuals for their efforts to avert the social and economic costs of such animal-raising practices, as we pray that through new vegan choices, all societies may thrive in real safety and health.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Former Moroccan Prime Minister remembered. Renowned Moroccan statesperson Azzedine Larraqi has passed away at the ripe age of 81. In his early professional life, Mr. Larraqi was a professor of medicine and also served as Director of Cabinet of Minister of Education and Chief of Staff Minister of Public Health. Following these and other roles in public office, he was named Morocco's Prime Minister by His Majesty King Hassan II. Later, he went on to be elected Secretary-General of the 57-member state organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, and also authored numerous scientific and literary publications. Our condolences to family and fellow citizens of His Excellency, Azzedine Larraqi, whose distinguished service to his country will be long remembered. May his soul serenely rest in the light and love of the Divine.
Greek cargo ship freed. Greek officials announced that the vessel Felitsa, detained off the coast of Somalia since November 11, 2009, has been released. The Greek Coast Guard also affirmed that the crew of three Greek officers and 19 Philippine sailors were in good condition. We are thankful for the peaceful freedom of the Greek and Philippine crew members, wishing them all warm reunions with loved ones as we pray for safe passage of sea travelers everywhere.
Save Our Planet, Global Warming and Health Summit held in Formosa, or Taiwan. Findings on climate change presented by Dr. Yu Chao-Chen, director of the Environmental Change Research Center of Academia Sinica in Formosa, showed that the duration and intensity of typhoons and rainstorms on the island have doubled within 45 years, while the rate of sea level rise in Formosa is higher than the world's average.
In response to the urgency of these and other global warming effects, the National Taiwan University Hospital Yunlin Branch and the Yunlin County Government held their first climate change forum in Yunlin. Participants called on the government and medical professionals to act decisively in reducing meat consumption to halt global warming, while also averting a human health crisis.
Initiatives
to encourage the veg trend, such as that already launched by the Yunlin County government, were also discussed.
鼓励学校的话，最起码最少的话，每个礼拜里头有一天的话，就是不要吃肉，就是周一不要吃肉。那慢慢推广的话，可能一个礼拜变成两天。那我们希望是让人类的话，开始去重视从自体的健康，然后跟地球之间的和谐关系的话，来开始来重视这方面的问题。
National Taiwan University Hospital Yunlin County Government and all summit dignitaries and participants, many thanks for your efforts to encourage society towards manifold benefits of the plant-based diet. May everyone swiftly turn to this nutritious fare to halt climate change in time and ensure the health of all.
As mentioned on previous occasions in addressing the urgent state of our Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke during an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong of the personal and planet-saving benefits of the organic vegan lifestyle.
Everybody knows organic
vegetables are very healthy. You see, if you eat organic vegetable, you will hardly have to go to the hospital. And all the money we can save to better education for the children, better care for the elderly, and building more beautiful road, more equipment, invention, and use it more for sustainable energies. For free, for everybody. The benefits is no end. It's high time we turn away from the harmful, unsustainable meat business and go toward a more civilized, more efficient, more sustainable, more humane means, namely organic, vegan, and it will save the planet.
Save Our Planet. In a letter to the United Nations, U.S. climate envoy Todd Stearns confirms the United States' goal of reducing emissions 17% from 2005 levels by 2020.
Save Our Planet, the United Arab Emirates utility company, Emirates Gas, develops an alternative to acetylene for industrial metal work that is more eco-friendly, economical, and safer.
Save Our Planet. Interfaith Power and Light, a nonprofit collective of churches and synagogues in Maine, USA, organizes a gathering of more than 50 congregations to speak out against halting climate change, with hopes of influencing a federal climate bill.
Save Our Planet. South Korea announces plans for a 10-year project to build a nationwide network of bicycle paths that encourage both local green commuting as well as intercity travel.
Hello, it's me, Uli the Milieu, and I'm vegan. My diet is free of all animal products. I would like to share a tip on cooking. If a recipe asks for fresh herbs and you have only dried herbs, it is possible to substitute. You can use half a teaspoon of the dried herb in place of 1 tablespoon of fresh herb. Do a test taste to check the flavor. Then you can add a little more if needed. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and it's the weather around our gorgeous globe.
In humanitarian news, the World Bank approved $65 million U.S. dollars in financing for rural Yemen. The grants are in the form of interest-free loans and credit. They include $40 U.S. million for road development projects and $25 million U.S. dollars to help reduce the endemic disease schistosomiasis among young children under school age. The Yemeni government will also contribute more than $12 million U.S. dollars to the projects. Our sincere appreciation, World Bank and Yemen, for your commitment to improving the lives of the people of the nation. May many citizens be benefited by your kind, collaborative efforts.
In Veg News, a leading American business publication praises the plant-based diet. In an article in Forbes.com, Mr. Rich Calgard, publisher of the prestigious magazine, stated that he was presenting a healthcare plan for U.S. citizens, the vegan diet. Desired weight loss and improved well-being were cited as some of the benefits of the animal-free lifestyle. Furthermore, Mr. Calgard recommended reading the New York Times best-selling book, The Engine 2 Diet, by vegan firefighter and retired professional athlete Mr. Reap Esselin for more information. The website of Engine 2 Diet is www.theengine2diet.com. Kudos, Mr. Rich Kargard and Forbes, for highlighting the advantages of the earth-saving diet. May all individuals realize that everything is to be gained by joining the growing vegan trend today. Coming up, canines and their caregivers have a fun time at Dog's Day Out in Dublin, Ireland. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on earth. Be right back. More praiseworthy news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a caring world. In animal news, it's all about dogs at an Irish event. Dog's Day Out, held at Dublin's National Show Centre, was a fun and free gathering for canines and their human friends. Activities included complimentary dental and health checks for the wonderful dogs, guest speakers, animal communicators, pet psychologists, canine artists, mobile grooming parlors, and more. One of the highlights was a dog fashion show featuring the Happy Doggy label, which is produced by Supreme Master Celestial Company Limited, as per Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving instruction.
This is my dog, Saren, and she got a new costume today. It's got a nice Christmassy print, and then it's got little red love heart here, and I like these too, and she really likes it too.
This is Trixie. She's our model today. She likes dressing up, especially for important days out like today. This particular style is actually very comfortable. The hat is just for novelty. It is held on underneath here with some straps around the ears. Again, it's quite comfortable.
Do you think Amber likes wearing these lovely clothes?
Yeah.
Dog's Day Out was organized by Irish radio host Miss Louise Kings of East Coast Radio FM and co-creator of the new version of the magazine, The Irish Dog Journal. A dedicated animal lover and vegetarian, she employed a vegan catering company to provide healthy, eco-friendly meals to all attendees.
It was just a really good family day and people just celebrating their life with their dog.
Miss Kings also commented on the cheerful, happy doggy clothing.
We absolutely love them. A lot of them, you know, are very much fun. And I think a lot of the designs are quite unique.
Bravo, Miss Louise Kings, for planning this spectacular occasion for sweet canines and their families to enjoy some valuable time. Also, many thanks to all those participating who helped make this day such a success. We especially send our gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai, the creator of the fantastic Happy Doggy clothing fashions, which are sure to warm any pooch's heart. May all our loyal canine pals share happy homes and times with cherished friends.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Formosan entitled Doorbell Ringing.
一天牧师伫个街仔路行，伊注意到对面有一个查甫囡仔，想要饲电铃，但是查甫囡仔真细汉，电铃伤悬，伊饲袂着，看到这个查甫囡仔一直想要饲电铃，牧师就惊向查甫囡仔，伊扭掠行过街仔头，到查甫囡仔后面，然后伊轻轻甲手放伫个囡仔的肩胛头，身躯向前，出力饲一个电铃，然后伊跍落来，甲囡仔的拳头，牧师亲切笑笑甲问：少年的，即马煞了变怎？囡仔回答：即马咱紧酸。
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, thanks so much for your very excellent program on Supreme Master TV. I watch your very instructive program concerning climate change, global warming, being vegetarian, saving our planet, latest news, and so on. I should be very grateful if you would answer my following questions. First, about the latest vegetarian recipe books in English or Persian. Second, I have a master's degree. My fields of specializations are English as a foreign language, English as a second language, and translation. I am able to translate the latest newly published books on vegetarianism if you need my cooperation and help. Third, is it possible to open the vet shops in Iran like the ones in the USA? If yes, how? Fourth, I am ready to cooperate in any other related fields in this regard. Trusting to receive a favorable reply, Amir from Iran.
Hi Amir, good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you.
Loved Amir, thanks for your kind words. The staff of Supreme Master Television and I appreciate this greatly. For vegan recipes, you are most welcome to access our Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, that has subtitles in Persian. Opening vet shops in Iran is a great idea. There are a number of vegetarian restaurants in Iran which we have featured on Supreme Master Television. You may wish to visit and consult with them if you're interested in opening a restaurant in your country. Be blessed and good luck with your noble endeavor. Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish all life on our precious planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco chairs a signing ceremony to finance a 5-year plan for the high-speed train between the Moroccan cities of Tangier and Casablanca.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, USA, initiates phase 2 of the nation's first free digital textbook initiative, calling upon content developers to provide materials for social science and higher-level math review.
A study published in the Bulletin of the World Health Organization, or WHO, states that if half of the people in the United States quit smoking, cardiovascular disease fatalities would also be reduced by 50%.
North Korea and Aleksei's or Vietnamese leaders exchanged messages of good wishes commemorating their country's 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations.
The US-based Mercy for Animals hosts Celebrating Compassion, a charity gala to benefit the organization's animal-saving work, as well as recognize community leaders who have helped promote animal rights.
Confined to a wheelchair for 2 years after being paralyzed from the waist down and losing one leg, Briton Robert Field uses a special brace and prosthetic limb to become the first ever paraplegic amputee to walk again.
U.S. researchers find that one of the rewards of parenting, especially for mothers, is lowered blood pressure, with heightened self-esteem and a purposeful life considered likely factors for this favorable health statistic.
German member of the Kitz Theater Company and the Mani Theater Troupe from Iran produces Sultan and the Kotzenbachen, a children's play to be performed in Farsi and German language as they tour both countries.
As the first Mauritanian head of state to visit Turkey, President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz meets with Turkish President Abdullah Gül, where the two leaders speak of further cooperation and the opening of reciprocal embassies.
Chinese crested canine Bobo of Massachusetts, USA, sees human companion Liz Feeney for the first time in 2 years after ophthalmologist Dr. Marin Koester successfully removes cataract from his eyes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.